25 most exciting seconds in college football. Mike and his team at Clemson have some pretty great graphics and really do a nice job of tying the LEDs into really enhancing that moment.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, Dustin Culhane, the account service manager at Daktronics, joins us to talk about football season and our services team role in preparing and supporting our customers, including pre-event checks, pre-season checks, and event support. Dustin also talks about the games that he'll be visiting this season, along with some fun banter about football in general. All right. Welcome, Dustin. I believe you're a recurring guest, a special correspondent of the podcast. How does it feel to be back again?
Feels good to be back, guys. I appreciate you having me. How are you doing today?
We're doing fantastic. Well, I mean, I am. I don't know how Matt's doing over there.
I'm doing good.
Okay, Matt's doing good. So we brought you on because we're going to talk about football season. Evidently, football season's coming up. I mean, NFL's in preseason.
It's sad that summer's pretty much over here, but I do enjoy me some football, so that's the bright side of it.
And football weather even rolled into Brookings last week, so it feels kind of like the temperature cooled off a little bit. It feels like fall football weather. I think everybody's kind of getting excited for that.
Yep. So when it comes to kind of your job here, Dustin, what are some things that maybe you wanted to share with our listeners today as it pertains to football, ramping up here and getting going?
Yeah. So as on the service side of the house, as we prepare for football and games getting ready to kick off, this is something that we've been focused on, not starting now, but it's been going back several weeks, even several months, as we on the server side have been going through preseason checks, going out to all of our customers and making sure that all of their displays, scoring systems, and control systems are set and ready to go for the season. We go to site, we make sure that everything in the display is visually appealing, ready to go. If there's anything that needs to be corrected with that, we obviously go in and we proactively do that.
Okay, I want to jump in quick here. When does that generally start? You say we do that ahead of the season. Are you doing that 2 months in advance, or is it like four weeks? How far in advance?
We start to look at the early July timeframe to really get up and going, just because the amount of work that we have that needs to be done, and then also it's positive to do it proactively in the event that we find any issues or concerns. It gives us adequate time to make sure that we can thoroughly address that prior to the season, rather than going out there 2 weeks prior to the season starting. We're able to get out there early and make sure that we have the time and resources that we need to make sure that anything necessary before the start of the season is adequately addressed.
And when you say like the beginning of the season, I know you mentioned, preseason checks. How does that work out with customers? Because it's never to say that they don't want a display to, look or work correctly. But the first preseason game, does it have the same amount of, I'd say importance as their first regular season game, or is it they're pretty much treated equally?
Yeah, it really does. And actually, even before you start thinking about the preseason games, guys, a lot of them, you go back even further. They're hosting some kind of open scrimmage, fan fest, family night, something along those lines. And you look at the teams themselves, they're ramping up, getting ready for the action that's on the field, but also it's the same thing for everybody in the production side of the house. So they're treating it as if it were a regular season game themselves. They're going through full scripts, they're going through full productions, all those kinds of things. So just because it may not be a regular season game, they are treating it as such, because it really is their dress rehearsal to make sure that they're ready for the season. And I know a lot of people think late August, early September is when the season starts, but people forget that we have these open scrimmages, family nights, those types of things happening in early August. So that's why starting to address those preseason checks and early to mid-July is necessary, because not only do you have those family nights and such, but also these teams are all starting to do their content, design their shows, and they want to make sure that their system is functioning and ready to go so that they can be doing tests and make sure that whatever they need for those tests is ready to go. So again, while the season actually starts late August, early September, the production side of the house, they're ramping up in that early to mid-July timeframe.
Yeah, because I was thinking the Hall of Fame game is when that kicks off essentially the NFL season, and that was on a little while back. And it's as that's going on, they always say things like if the referees miss a call or explaining something, they say, well, don't forget, them, their rehearsal too. They're getting ready for it. Right. So it's always that, okay, at the beginning, there's once you get stuff going, you got to get the dust off and right. figure things out.
And they were even talking about the refs throwing the or doing the challenge flag.
Oh,
the new challenge rule, the coaches throwing the flag and saying, well, was that pass interference or not? And they're testing mm-hmm. out, how is this going to look when the refs do it in the regular season? So a lot of things, they use the preseason to get ready for that, and we use the preseason to get ready for their actual games.
That's correct. And with a lot of these football sites, it's not like baseball or basketball, where obviously every game and every show is important. But baseball, you have 81 opportunities. Basketball, you have 41 opportunities. Football, you have 8 regular season games and 2 playoff games. So the number of shows that you have in the duration of a season is significantly less. So every single football game is treated with a little bit more high profile, just because you don't have as many opportunities, and sponsor fulfillment and overall engagement of the fans is significantly more important, just because the reduced quantity of events that you have.
Right, and you might have a couple playoff games. You'll have 2 preseason, 8 regular season, and if you're lucky, you get to go into the playoffs and host a playoff game, and everybody shoots
correct.
For that every year, right? Yep.
Yep.
Correct.
So you do the preseason checks, you mentioned early July. So we mentioned they do this before everything starts in the preseason. Do you ever do like another round then? Like, okay, how did preseason go? Did you find any issues before regular season starts? Or is it like a constant communication pretty much during that preseason?
Yeah, it really is. It's, as you said, it's a constant communication. There's 2 different ways to look at it. We have what we'll call our reactive service. So if a customer is in their control room or doing something with their display and they find something concerning that they want addressed, they can either call into our help desk and try to address that remotely, or they can contact us and have one of our local field service personnel come out to site and make sure that we are able to address the outages or the concerns that they have. And then that's more of the reactive service. Basically, on a case-by-case basis, whenever there are issues, our field service engineers can go to site and address that. The other piece, a lot of our customers sign up for pre-event checks and event support. So the pre-event checks, that entitles a customer to 2 to 3 days before the event, our field service technician comes to site and they are checking, basically doing a mini preseason check where they check the display, timing, and control system and address any concerns that the customer has. And I know it sounds interesting. Why do we do that 2 to 3 days ahead of time? Why don't we do it the day before? Well, the reason for that is 2 to 3 days ahead of time allows us, if we need to source parts or anything like that that needs to be sent in for repair or sent back from South Dakota, it allows us that time rather than it being the day before. And then, of course, a lot of these customers as well have game day support, which would be our field engineer arriving on site 2 hours prior to gates open, turning on the system, making sure that anything that the customer needs is addressed, and then they stay through the duration of the event, and we're really there to be the eyes and ears of the customer, keeping an eye on the displays, the control systems. If the customer has a concern, they can grab the field service engineer and we can address that during the event. And I always tell people that the ultimate goal for event support is we show up 2 hours prior to check everything over, and then an ideal event support is our field service is ultimately bored during the event because everything's working as intended, and that to me is an ideal event support.
Yeah, that sounds right. Just for some perspective on that, 16 of 32 NFL teams are receiving Daktronix event support this season. That's half the league is relying on Daktronix to have that field engineer there before and during the game.
Correct. And on top of that, we have the resource of the field service engineer. Along with that, we also have our control system specialist group who they specialize strictly being in the control room to make sure that the operations on the control system side of the house for the in-game production are functioning. And they focus more on the show control, the computers, the processors, and the overall flow of how the actual production itself goes. So that is another resource that we started to see a lot of our customers engaging on game day to make sure that they are fully staffed and prepared for any issues that may arise.
So I mentioned the NFL number, but that's not just pros. We also do that for the collegiate level and all those different teams. So there's more happening on the collegiate level as well. It's not strictly professional.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, Dustin, like, how does that overlap go? So we have, you know, the Hall of Fame game started. There's some preseason ones. But when it comes to college football, right, there's it's not quite the same. It's a little bit different. So you get the football feeling kind of hitting. You know, it's with services in preseason. And then you have the beginning of the college football season, which is coming up.
Right.
How does that look from a service perspective? Because there's so many more colleges, like you're alluding to, Justin, versus, you know, NFL teams kind of. What are some things that people maybe can do to help get ready? Because we can't get to every college, but we're going to help them all. So what are some things that we are about how we handle that?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that as the LED industry continues to evolve and prices come down and the overall return on investment becomes more apparent, you're seeing it used to be just the Power Five schools had video screens. Now it's everything down from, we even have high schools who have mm-hmm. video displays nowadays. So we've been able to properly staff our field service team so that we have the appropriate number of personnel in the region to handle the amount of workload that we have. So that's really been where we've been able to be successful. Along with that, we do have our help desk who a lot of these issues, if our customers have internet to their control room, our tech ops team is able to remote into the system and address a lot of issues and concerns remotely. So the need for on-site service isn't always necessary, and it can be addressed remotely. And that's where tech ops team has been very successful for us.
And that's the second time you mentioned the help desk that's available. What are the hours for that? Does that kind of change during football season, or what are those hours?
So our field service, or our tech ops team, I keep saying field service, our tech ops team is a 24/7, 365 resource. We do, during football season, particularly on nights and weekends, increase the number of personnel that we have working. As we understand, all these events are taking place on nights and, of course, Saturdays with college football.
Right.
There being so many games. Yes, we do increase the number of technicians that we have working on our help desk during that time to assist in the volume of calls that we will be receiving.
Yeah, that's what's different, too. You talked about how when it comes to basketball and baseball, there's so many games spread out, but there's not that many home games for a team, but the concentration of when those games actually happen.
Right.
Like you're saying, college football is Saturday.
Yes.
NFL mainly Sunday, right? There's the Monday night football game.
Thursday night games.
Yep. Even college is starting to spread a little bit out, some in the Thursday nights, but a large portion of those are always just hitting on like one or two days.
Correct. And just the quantity of events happening on a Saturday has significantly increased, and as I stated earlier, just the number of customers who have video screens now has significantly increased. That's of course going to increase our call volume and the need that we have for technicians to be able to assist them.
Yep, you're mentioning all the different types of schools and high schools even that have video boards. I know we get to see some that come across here that Dactronics has, and there's, you know, some of those ISDs in Texas for football stadiums, they put a lot of colleges to shame. It's unreal the size of these facilities that are going in.
Everybody wants the big screen really on the Friday night lights.
Yeah.
It really is. I have family in Texas, and I've been to the Dallas area and visited, and we've driven past some of the high schools, and it looks like a mini college stadium. And I've driven past on game nights, and they pack it. I mean, it's very impressive what they do in the state of Texas.
Wow. So I'm going to switch gears slightly, and you're talking about different installations at the high school level and at the college level. Do we have any bigger installations this year that you're kind of seeing in your area that might need extra support?
Yes. So my primary focus is the Southeast region and a few of the noteworthy installs that we have taking place. Charleston Southern University down in Charleston, South Carolina. FCS team, but had a lot of success in the recent past. They are installing a new video screen. The Miami Dolphins are adding some LED, partially in preparation for the Super Bowl. And the University of Tennessee is adding a 360 fascia to Neyland Stadium.
Nice. Do you see anything in your area? I know up here where you're originally from, around the Minnesota area, though, we talked about this a little bit beforehand, especially with you and I being Vikings fans. But there's something, you know, that's been coming out recently, too, though, is training facilities. Is there anything the services team touches on a lot when it comes to those? Because the one the Vikings have is it's a TCO Performance Center. Yeah, and they put in video boards there because they have kind of, it looks like a mini stadium essentially.
Yep.
Do you see any of that kind of around your area at all? Do you get involved in that?
Yes, so we've started to see a lot of that. Putting a video screen in the practice facility is becoming quite common. A lot of it is, yes, you can utilize it for practice, and it's that instant replay where the coach can go and show a play on the video screen. The entire team can turn their attention. Here's what you did on this play. Here's what we need to do. The other piece that we see it used for is those spaces with how state-of-the-art they've become. They're used for private events. So on a game day, they'll have distinguished alumni, boosters, whatever it may be. They'll host a tailgate party in there, and they'll show on the video screen out-of-town games, highlights from the previous game, whatever it may be. So in a lot of the instances, that has become a part of our pre-event check and even our event support that we need to be a part of. We talked about new installs. One of the unique ones this year that I've been heavily involved with is the Carolina Panthers recently installed a new practice bubble right next to their stadium. They did not have an indoor practice facility, and they put up ultimately a climate-controlled practice bubble. And what they have done is they purchased two portable displays from us. So it's our 8mm SMD technology with 8000s and show control. And they are on trailers so that they can wheel those in and out of that practice bubble on game days. And they intend to have parties for season ticket holders and other private events. And what they're going to do is actually have one of the trailers on each end of the facility and show out-of-town games, highlights from previous games, those kinds of things. Then on top of that, they are also looking into how they can utilize the displays on the actual football operation side of the house. So we've had conversations with the football ops team on how they can plug a laptop in, use that for viewing film and different things like that. And then the next piece is they are also looking to utilize the displays around the community. So when they go, they have a 5K that they do for charity or any other events. They go to the children's hospital. How can they utilize this LED display since it's on a trailer and make sure that they're getting full return on their investment? So that will be another resource that we will have to provide service to and make sure that that display, as they haul it from site to site, is operational and successful.
Yeah, you're really speaking to the versatility of the displays there. There's so many different uses for them, especially once you get a mobile, you can take them to different areas. I mean, you mentioned the Vikings and their training camp, the TCO Performance Center. They're using that for training camp stuff and for fans coming in on those open training days. And then the Panthers are moving theirs around. Even the Patriots had a narrow pixel pitch display that they move around from their press conference to other uses. I think they even play Madden tournaments on it when they hold special events. So there's so many different uses for these, and now Carolina's kind of jumping on that and doing a similar thing, but in their own way.
That's what I've been thinking. Yes. Like, I wouldn't say it's a new trend because, you know, I think even like 6 years ago you'd hear about displays being used in tailgating areas for alumni and different things, but it's just really cool to hear those stories when they pop up because – I mean, the LED displays look great. I mean, obviously ours look great.
Of course.
But when you move it around, when it's outside in the sun, like it's just, there's so many uses for it. So it's just that thought that it doesn't always have to be a permanent installation. And I've always wondered, like, how come it doesn't happen more and more and more? Because when you do hear, like, what Dustin just said about how the Carolina Panthers are using it, that's awesome. Like, you think every team would want to be able to take something like that and move it around for different applications.
Yeah, certainly. It's an asset that they can move from location to location. And I know previously they had some events where they would rent an LED display from a local rental company. Now they have their own assets that they can utilize.
Does that change anything from a services perspective? Are we actually helping them with, like, field service technicians move this from place to place? Or are they trained on that and they move it themselves? And if they need a pre-event check for those mini events, do we help out with that?
Yeah, so ultimately, the displays are housed at Bank of America Stadium, and anytime that we do service, we will do the service at Bank of America Stadium, and then the Panthers will hook it up to a truck, and they will haul it from site to site.
Okay.
So I've noticed there's an installation that you've left off your list, Dustin, and I'm kind of wondering why you did. Your alma mater, I believe, is getting some LED this fall.
That is correct. Yes.
Where would that be again?
Actually, I will. Winona State University will be installing a video screen, and I actually will be visiting some family in the area in mid-September, and we'll be able to take a game in at Winona State University, home of the Warriors.
I didn't want to have to bring that up just because you and I have a historical background of...
We have a history.
A history of the Northern State University and the Winona State rivalry.
Really?
But yeah.
Ohio State's trying to patent the...
Are they really?
Hopefully yes, they do. That way, that way I don't have to hear Matt say the Northern State University ever again.
But, I mean, I saw the news release that came across. I think it was in early in June for them getting a new display, you know, and it was just... I thought of you right away, just because we always go back and forth on this stuff in a friendly manner, of course. But it's like it's a 23-foot high by 41-foot wide, and I believe it's a 10 millimeter. So it's like, I mean, it's a D2 school, and that's a huge board. So I mean, I've been to that football stadium, I think maybe once, and it might pain me to say that I want to go watch it, even though my brother does live in Winona, so I could actually just go visit and go check it out. But
I think that's the testament to it doesn't matter what level of competition you're at. Everybody's looking more for this game day experience and whatever they can bring to it, and video displays are a huge part of that.
Absolutely. And like you alluded to, Matt, Maxwell Field, it's an intimate environment. So a display of that size is going to look absolutely fantastic, especially with that technology. And not only on game day, but the ability to use it for recruiting. Winona State also plays soccer out there. All the different events they run out there. It's going to be a great addition to athletics for that university.
Yeah, I'm going through the news release looking at it right now, and they're also getting a Daktronic Sports Sound System, the 1500 HD model. So they're also getting a big audio upgrade along with that. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. No, that's going to be an exciting install, and I'm really looking forward to getting to see that one.
I'm going to check the schedule and see if the Northern State University is visiting Winona for football this year, and we'll see if we can get you two guys on site to enjoy that next to each other. I'm sure that would be fun.
It used to be when we went to each other's basketball games, and we would just not sit next to each other during the basketball games because
we'd sit opposite each other, correct?
Yep.
And text each other back and forth as the game's going on.
Yeah. But I haven't seen you in a while, Dustin, so this might be something fun. Maybe I'll try and tie in a visit to see my brother and watch a game with you or something.
That'd be fantastic.
All right. Is there, aside from going to Winona for football this fall, is there any other ones that you are going to? I know you said you're heavily involved with the Panthers. Are you going to all those other ones you mentioned, or is there one you're looking forward to checking out?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of them. So the Panthers, I live right down the street from Bank of America Stadium, so I certainly will be sure I believe that the first time that they will use the displays, they're going to have the grand opening of that indoor practice bubble for the first regular season game. So look forward to getting to go there for the pregame and just check out how they end up utilizing these displays. So that will certainly be fun. And then I will be at the University of Tennessee for their home opener on August 31st as they host Georgia Southern University. And it will be fun to see those 360 ribbons at Neyland Stadium. Previously, they had four smaller sections of LED ribbons. So installing the 360 there, I think it'll be quite a nice surprise for Tennessee fans as they walk into the stadium and see that new technology. I think it will really pop. So that will be fun to see. And then the only other game that I have on the docket is my wife is a Clemson alum, so we are going down to Clemson for the Clemson-Texas A&M game.
Oh, wow.
This weekend. And yeah, and Clemson's always been a fantastic Daktronics customer, so it'll be fun to get down to Death Valley and see our displays there.
Have you been there before?
Yes, quite a few times.
Okay. I have never been to Clemson. I've seen the pictures and videos of our boards down there. And isn't that where they do the run into the stadium or with the balloons that get released?
Yes, they run down the hill and everybody touches Howard's Rock.
That's what it is.
Pretty
cool.
Yeah, and our video display in that end zone gets a lot of TV time because they literally run right underneath our video screen.
Nice.
And Mike and his team at Clemson have some pretty great graphics and really do a nice job of tying the LEDs into that moment, as they call it, the 25 most exciting seconds in college football. So they do a nice job of tying the LEDs into really enhancing that moment.
That's pretty cool. And I mean, you guys talk about how often you've been there and if Matt's ever been there. You don't even need to ask me. I don't get to go many
places. Odds are you haven't.
So when you're there, if you could take a picture, a quick video and send it to me, that way I can feel like I'm there. and get to experience some of these things we talk about.
Yeah, just get in. Have your wife take a picture of you like with your arm extended out, and then we'll have a graphic designer like put Justin inside your arm there. So then it looks like he's actually.
Yeah. So you can kind of be there.
Photoshop is fantastic. It makes me feel like I'm everywhere.
You've been a lot of places thanks to Photoshop.
Yeah. Get a frame and put it on your desk or your refrigerator, magnetize it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put it on. I'm gonna get it like a fat head and blow it up and put it on my wall. Be like, see, I went somewhere. Even though I really didn't.
Here's me and my good friend Dustin hanging out at Clemson.
Haven't seen him in years, but that picture was taken last summer. Okay. I think we're going off the rails here a little bit, but, you know, that happens every once in a while. Any other exciting things from a service perspective or football perspective that you're looking forward to this season or you want to tell people about?
Yeah, I would say this season, the Miami Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium, they are hosting the Super Bowl. And as I mentioned earlier, we have some new LEDs going in there, and a lot of that was done in preparation for the Super Bowl. And just talking about the Super Bowl, we've already started conversations with the Dolphins and their team down there and what we need to do from the service side in order to be successful. And we're going through the process of ironing out personnel that will be on site, obviously day of the game, but also the week leading up to the game and what we can do to make sure that we can be successful for the big game.
Yeah, that's a big one to get ready for. And if you need somebody to take pictures with a cell phone, just let me know and I'll see if I can get on site.
You know, you're not the first person to volunteer your services for that one, so I'll put them on the list.
I wonder why.
That's what's crazy, too. We talked about getting ready for these seasons and starting up, and then it's already – yeah, we're already getting ready for essentially the end of the season. So yeah. It seems like it pretty much just never stops. You're always got to keep looking ahead like that.
Absolutely. No, that is certainly the truth.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your insight with us from the services perspective and what's coming up for football. Enjoy your time traveling to all these awesome sites that you get to visit.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate you having me on, and look forward to catching up again later on about how our football season's going. Maybe we can talk about some of the sites that we've all gotten to visit.
Right, all of us that have gotten to visit them.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds good. Thanks, Dustin.
Yep, thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.